Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting second. The third baseman, Dalton Jones. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Reggie Smith. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Joe LaHood. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Rico Petrocelli. Batting eighth. The catcher, Elston Howard. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Ellsworth. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dick Ellsworth. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Mickey Stanley. Batting second. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Oyler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Wilson. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Earl Wilson. And now, play ball. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews strikes out. One out. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones strikes out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up towards short. Oyler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a pop-up towards short. Petrocelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood takes first base on ball four. Smith moves to second. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Horton. Petrocelli reaches second base with a double. Smith scores. LaHood goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth strikes out. Freehan drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Ellsworth out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Freehan reaches second base with a double. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup strikes out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 1 in the game. Andrews hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Andrews moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Andrews moves to third. One out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jones. The throw from Freehan and he is safe. Jones steals second. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Andrews tags and scores. Jones tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-0, Red Sox. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Wilson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Scott for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into right field. La Hude settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. La Hude settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stanley moves to second. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Freehan hits a line drive into right field. La Hude settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe La Hude is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. La Hude is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. La Hude hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Petrocelli hits a line drive into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard strikes out. Two outs. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Ellsworth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Wilson, and towards McAuliffe, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 1 in the game. Northrup strikes out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0 for 1 in the game. Euler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Andrews hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a line drive into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Stanley hits a fly ball into right field. LaHude settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a line drive into center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smith moves to third. Joe LaHude is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHude is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. LaHude takes first base on ball 4. Scott moves to second. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Petrocelli hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smith scores. Scott moves to third. LaHude moves to second. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Pat Dobson now pitching. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 2 in the game. Howard is called out on strikes. one out. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth is 0 for 2 in the game. Ellsworth is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Andrews takes first base on ball 4. Scott scores. LaHood moves to third. Petrocelli moves to second. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Horton is hit by the pitch. Kaline moves to second. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Frien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Horton moves to second. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 2 in the game. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 3 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stanley juggles the ball. That's an error on Stanley. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Smith. The throw from Frien and he is safe. Smith steals second. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Smith. The throw from Frien and he is out, Wirt applying the tag. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Scott is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. LaHood takes first base on ball 4. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaHood. The throw from Frien and he is out, McAuliffe applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0 for 2 in the game. Euler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Trusiewski pinch hits for Pat Dobson. Dick Trusiewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusiewski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers 1. the Red Sox will come to bat. Darryl Patterson now pitching. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Petrocelli hits a fly ball into right field. Kalin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-3 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Patterson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth is 0-for-3 in the game. Ellsworth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Stanley hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Howard fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-3 in the game. McAuliffe hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Smith. McAuliffe reaches second base with a double. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McAuliffe moves to third. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Horton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Horton reaches second base with a double. Yastrzemski throws the ball into Scott, who tags Horton trying to return to first, for the out. McAuliffe scores. Kaline moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Frien takes first base on ball 4. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-3 in the game. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews misplays the ball. That's an error on Andrews. Kaline scores. Frien moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-3 in the game. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Andrews is called out on strikes. One out. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Yastrzemski hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Northrup is chasing the ball. Yastrzemski rounds third and comes all way home with an inside-the-park home run. It's 7-3, Red Sox. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Price pinch hits for Ray Euler. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Matthews pinch hits for Darryl Patterson. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Stanley hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Smith. Stanley reaches second base with a double. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into right field. LaHude settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.